name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning here in church, or if you're joining us online, it's good to have you with us. I published the banns of marriage between David Simon Reynolds Deacon and Gemma Louise Burton. These are for the third time of asking. If any of you knows a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now. Sounds like you're all right, David. You all right? Don't know why you look so nervous.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love, revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all sins past and lead us out from darkness
to walk as children of light. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of heaven and earth, as Jesus taught his disciples to be persistent in prayer, give us patience and courage never to lose hope, but always to bring our prayers before you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearer beg that not another word be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, he shall be stoned to death. Even so terrifying was the sight of that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and the spirits and the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less would we escape, and if we reject the one who warns from heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth. But now he's promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth but also the heaven. The phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had been crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In 1964, and some of you may just about remember it here, in 1964, Bob Dylan wrote "How the Times They Are a-Changing." Yeah, no, don't break into song. And it, of course, became an anthem for the decade in which he became a household name, but the words he wrote then, of course, have a universal quality, for living with change is, as we all know, part of life. And coping with that change can be stressful. I'm always mindful every week as I go about and hear people's stories that every one of us has or is now going through a period of change, whether it be reaching the age of retirement and having to discover a new kind of life, or contemplating a child leaving home having received their exam results this last week, that's in our case certainly, whether it be pondering a house move or coming to terms with a health issue. And those of us who do or have worked will know something about change too. Organisations, whether they be banks or schools or offices or even churches, change. They reorganise, often putting employees through that awful task of having to reapply for their own job. So the times, they are a-changing, and it can be, as I've said, difficult to cope with sometimes. But then they've always been changing, as our first reading today reminds us. Thank you, Terry, for reading it. It was a bit of a minefield, wasn't it? But the priests of the temple, to whom the letter to the Hebrews was written, were going through a period of profound change. They were coping with the aftershock of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and their job descriptions were being torn up. No longer were sacrifices needed, no longer did they need to perform those elaborate sacrificial rituals to appease God. Everything had changed. And let's not forget that being a priest of the temple was an important role. You were a person that mattered, you were someone. But then everything changed. And I guess we can imagine from our own experience of change what they must have felt. It seems likely that questions of identity were raised. Who am I? What does my life mean now? Who am I to be? But the writer's clear. Their identity is not bound up with what they do, but in who they are in and through Christ. For through him, they and we have been given a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Through him, to pick up the gospel reading, they've been set free. But it didn't feel like it. And it cannot have been easy for them, just as it isn't for us sometimes. We often lose sight of who we are and become quite understandably overly anxious about life, what we do, what we have. And we use the phrase of our time, we become stressed. How many of us have said that? I'm stressed out. And of course, we have all sorts of coping mechanisms to help us cope with our stress, from colouring books and puzzles to exercise to having a few glasses of wine. And they all have their place, and I'm certainly not immune to a G&T after a busy or stressful day. Yet to return to the letter to the Hebrews, to the priests unsure of what to do anymore, of how to worship, the message was clear for them. Worship still matters. It mattered then, and it matters now. Worship is our duty and our joy, and it grounds who we are. In a little while, in the midst of our worship this morning, I will invite you to lift up your hearts. In other words, to lift up our lives, our stresses and strains and anxieties, to the God of love who has drawn us here this morning. And it's worth remembering that those words are not a jolly invention of the recent past to help us participate in our worship. They are words that reach back to the earliest times of the church, to at least the 3rd century. And this helps us remember that for 1700 years or more, these words, lift up your hearts, at the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer, have invited people to do just that. Lift up their hearts, their lives, their anxieties, their worries about the changes and chances of this life to the changeless God in whom we find our truest identity. And so be drawn towards that kingdom that cannot be shaken. Our worship is a gift to reorientate us, to reconnect us, to redirect our hearts and minds to the God who sets us free. Just like the woman who's healed by Jesus in the gospel, who is then rejoicing at all the wonderful things Jesus was doing, but yet then as now, it was so easily to be drawn back into our fears and our anxieties, understandable though they can sometimes be. That's why we keep coming back, hopefully, to be renewed and restored as we worship and pray and trust just that little bit more in God's love and care and belief in us. The collect for today is worth pondering and perhaps taking home with you to pray this week, inviting us, as it does, to pray for patience and courage, never to lose hope. And remember that when we worship together, full of reverence and awe, we are being renewed in that hope, and sent out to live into that hope, holding fast to it amidst the stress and strains and changes of life. I have a prop. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. You might not be able to see it, but that's what it says. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. It's the 8th verse of Psalm 31. It's a verse that, for various reasons, I hold close to my heart, and the words have been carved onto this board that sit in my place of prayer at home. It's good to see it there because it seems to me so often we create two smaller rooms to live in. I know I do sometimes, but no matter how boxed my feet in might feel, I've come to know that through prayer and worship time and again, God's love draws me into that bigger room. So today we pray that our worship may lead us into the spacious rooms in which we have been called to dwell, so that beneath all the striving and changes and chances of life, and though the times they are changing and always will be, we live believing and trusting that we are held by God's love, a love that never changes. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. We pray for your church, both here in Whitkirk and around the world. Today, thinking especially of the Anglican province of Alexandria, its leader, Dr. Sammy Fawzi, its clergy and all who worship. In our diocese, we pray for our diocesan bishop, Nick, and all who work at Church House. At St. Mary's, we give thanks and pray for our community centre, for all who use the centre, and all who contribute to its running in any way. Lord God, may your guiding light continue to inspire, energise and renew, and may your church be a source of comfort, hope and strength for everyone. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our world, for those places impacted by conflict, for those impacted by drought, and for those places impacted by flooding. We pray for those people fleeing from danger and for those they leave behind. Creator God, you have given us all, you have given us all that we have, and the freedom to decide how to use what we have as we please. Guide us all to act in a way that respects what we have and respects each other, to strive for a world of peace where the vulnerable are protected and the challenges our world faces are addressed by the rich for the benefit of the poor. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our nation, for the Queen and her family, and for our political leaders. As we face into the cost of living challenges, we pray our leaders can identify solutions for those most in need, and that those who may receive support they don't really need, put it to good use in their local community. Lord God, give wisdom to our leaders as they strive to find solutions to the challenges of the day. Guide them away from the temptation of promoting self-interest and towards solutions that help the most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our community, for the residents of Lulworth Close. We pray they follow your command to love each other as themselves. We give thanks for our green spaces and for our leisure facilities. We pray those who use them stay safe, have fun, and come away feeling refreshed. We pray for those who keep us safe, for our emergency services, for those who put their own lives in danger to protect us. Be with them, Lord, as they go about their work. And we pray for the charity Guide Dogs for the Blind. Give thanks for those who contribute to the work of the charity and those who benefit from their work. Lord God, we are thankful for all the gifts you have provided in the community we live, and for those who do anything to enhance our community. Guide us to protect all you have given us for the benefit of future generations. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our family and friends, and give thanks for friendships old and new. At this time, we pray for those on holiday, that they enjoy their time and stay safe. Faithful and loving God, bless our families and all those who share our life. Grant them your gifts of love, wisdom and faith. Pour upon them your healing and reconciling love. Protect their homes from all evil. Fill them with the light of your presence and plant in them the hope of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for those who are unwell and give thanks for those who look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, David Woodcock, Lynn Perry, and Roger Guy. And for those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Healing Lord, we commend to your keeping all those who suffer or who are in any pain. Be with them in the dark hours to comfort them, to support them, and to bring peace to them. Give to all who care for the sick wisdom, skill, sympathy, and patience. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who have recently died. Emily Tatum, Beryl Laverick, Phyllis Dawson, and Marjorie Driver. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone before us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom, and grant us your peace at all times. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Loving Lord, you know us and all we are facing. We thank you that we can come to you as we are, with all our fears and concerns, our difficulties and challenges. Draw close to each of us and those we have prayed for. Bring to us peace and comfort, and fill us with your Spirit, that we may be bearers of your grace and hope to others. Protect us, encourage us, and keep us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth. For by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who
God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin that we might rise and reign with him in glory.
Amen. Glory be.
On the night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Amen. Lord, we believe.
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ, and make us a perfect offering in your sight. Look with favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary, St. Bartholomew, St. Monica, and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
I'm
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.